Gentlemen, gentlemen, let's get down to business.
Can you dig it?
You dig it?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Yeah, I can dig it, yeah.
Can you dig it?
Shining.
My name, of course, is Mark Bland. Hailing to you from the great city of St. Louis, Missouri. That's where we're at. By the way, for all my St. Louisans out there, the 2012 Ping Pong Open Challenge is still available for any of you out there in St. Louis who like to drink a couple Natty Lights, you know, talk a real big game, all about your Cardinals and your pool houses and all your crap, you know what I'm saying? And then you just come on over, I'll whoop that tail, and we'll call it even. On this episode of The Q, that's what you're watching right now, we're going to talk about Jay-Z and whether or not his childbirthing debacle created havoc for others. New Hampshire primaries are down, and we now know that Mitt Romney's boringness is going to plague the world for at least one more week. And if that isn't enough for all of you already, you just rip my heart out. I am joined tonight by the head of the podcast, Too Heavy to Skydive. It is his second dose.
Returning. Right. Soon to be ping pong table champion.
No. Fred Slow, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Fred, to the queue. Fred, I thank you for joining me today.
Excitement.
Excitement was being on Too Heavy to Skydive and bringing the only sense of credibility and fun to that show. That was entertainment.
Our lowest rated show ever.
Was it really?
No.
My goodness. All right. Not gay. All right. Beyonce, did you hear she had a baby?
That's news to me.
That's news to you?
Yeah.
Did you hear that she is married to Jay-Z?
Oh, I heard Jay-Z, he dropped a new album, Ivy Blue.
Yes, brand new album,
yeah.
Ivy Blue.
I hear it's doing well.
Yes. Well, pushy parents Beyonce and Jay-Z installed bulletproof glass and burly bodyguards at the Upper East Side Hospital where their diva daughter was just born. And even booted worried moms and dads out of the neonatal intensive care unit.
Seems about right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to talk about this real deep. Because I want to pretty much, you know, right across Jay-Z's jaw. I'm a big dude. That's all I'm saying.
Young Hova.
The fuming other parents at Lenox Hill Hospital said they were essentially put on lockdown so that the pampered songstress and her party could come and go as they please.
Right.
They just used the hospital like it was their own and nobody else mattered, blasted a new dad, Neil Coolin, who said his efforts to see his premature newborn twins in the neonatal ICU were disrupted at least four times. Four times by the arrival of that chick who sings that crap, Beyonce. And Blue Ivy Carter, the new tiny rap princess, over this past weekend.
Were his babies trending on Twitter?
I think they were. Coolin, who is from Jay-Z's native Bedford-Stuyvesant in Brooklyn, said some of his relatives drove 4.5 hours to see his girls only to be shunted aside by that diva, Beyonce. Do you think that they realize that not everything is an episode of VH1's Divas Unleashed, or whatever the hell they call that show over there?
No,
I don't think that they understand that either. That seems to be a big problem. And even when guys on the scale of podcasts the size of maybe a 3-person phone call, such as Too Heavy to Skydive,
right?
When the hosts of those shows even say that, what are you gonna do?
I thought Ivy Blue was a record up until like 10 minutes ago.
These are parents who are going through very stressful times, the 39-year-old contractor said of the NICU parents, NICU.
Sure.
To have the circus roll into town having to deal with all this drama because someone is a superstar isn't fair. Beyonce, who's 30, and Jay-Z, who's, oh yeah, cherry-picking himself a little diaper at 42, whose real name is Sean Carter. It's the name Sean Carter, co-volume 2.
The Sean Carter, yeah.
Welcomed their baby at the hospital Saturday night. The child was reportedly named for her dad's album Blueprint and her mom's favorite number. Oh, I get it. I was just like, do they realize that the number Ivy is not a number. But then they said Roman new IV.
No, I get it.
But then they had a Y to it. They might be that stupid.
It's
potential.
It could be anything.
Here's my situation, and this is why I even brought this up, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pissed. I'm pissed because at 35 years old, with a son on the way, I already have a daughter who's 2.5. With a son on the way, if a light-skinned black lady by the name of Beyonce.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Prettiest girl.
Thinks he would do to her.
I just got distracted.
Yes. 30 years old. Tried to kick me out of a hospital. No. Crap wouldn't happen. That ain't cool, dude. I'm sorry. Let me be really honest for once. You know, I have a good time here on the queue, and I like the queue. I like coming on the show, and I like talking to you guys all over the United States, all of my thousands of listeners, everyone who emails me at mailtheqshow@gmail.com, everybody who goes to theqnow.com, everyone who doesn't go to twoheavenskydive.com.
All tens of you.
All tens of you. All dozens. Right. The dozens and dozens of The Rock's fans who don't go there.
I love wrestling.
I love wrestling, yeah. Too. I'm just going to be honest.
No reason to hide it. So. Yeah. Right.
So anyway, the situation is pretty simple. He's a douche. Jay-Z's a douche. Here's the thing. How many people have you heard about who are famous having children over the last... How old are you, Fred?
Well, see, I'm 27.
You're 27. And how many times in 27 years of life on this earth, as soon as you paid attention, probably from 15 on, honestly paid attention.
Sure.
Understood what they were saying. Actually gave a crap whatsoever about famous people having babies. And how many times did you hear there being some massive issue with having children in a hospital?
Like Octomom?
The show?
That's product.
Sponsored by Monster Energy Drink. You guys should send me yeah.
The thing about what you're talking, Beyonce, they brought out the baby, and it was like when Simba came out on Pride Rock.
Right.
And then they...
What's
that monkey's name? Whenever they...
Mr. Googles.
Yeah. Whenever he held...
Mr. Googles held him up.
Do you see what I'm doing with my hands?
Yes, Mr. Googles. Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Now, listen. Here's the thing. Jay-Z, you suck. I pretty much want to punch you in your head for being a disrespectful douche. And here's the thing. The reason I brought that question up to you is, very simply, we've all heard about famous people over the last 30 years having kids. And in no time, not even with People magazine, not even with the National Enquirer, have we ever seen a situation where there was this much problem around the birth of a child in any one hospital. No matter who it was or how famous the baby is or the parents. None of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's kids, none of this happened with Tom Cruise and them. So why is it with them? I'll tell you why. Because in all those other instances of those famous people having babies, these things didn't actually happen at the hospital. Now, they're going all over People magazine. They're going all over TV, Entertainment Tonight, TMZ. Oh, I didn't do this, and no, we didn't do that. Oh, these things didn't actually happen. That's just people being douches about it. No, because for 40 freaking years, no one's ever said any of this stuff on any of those national publications. All of a sudden, you have your baby, and people are saying these things. Why would they make it up? Why do you feel that if it's so untrue, you have to go so far out of your way to try to knock it down? I know that Patrick Gallagher, the owner of iWatch Radio, and by the way, you are watching iWatchRadio.com. Now you can see what we are talking about. I know that he's a big Jay-Z fan. Well, guess what? Too bad, Patrick. I'm going to punch him in his head. He deserves to be punched in his head. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here on the show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about these primaries and maybe some Tim Tebow.
Oh, glad I got out of bed in the morning. I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
Not
do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back on the queue right after this.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Does this suit make me look fat?
No.
Your face does.
I watch radio.
Hold on to your butts.
Now. You can see what we're talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the queue. Joined by Fred Slow tonight from Too Heavy to Skydive. And the New Hampshire primaries.
Yeah.
They happened. They happened and people were there.
Came and gone.
Romney wins it all, but everyone else is behind the eight ball.
Right.
Except for Ron Paul, evidently.
On the rise.
Yeah, he's on the rise. Let's talk a little bit about Ron Paul. He's old. He likes to smoke the reefer. And he is a libertarian. Pretty straightforward. Ron Paul tonight, well, not tonight, recently, he scored himself a historic second place victory in the 2012 New Hampshire primary. Ron Paul, he placed an incredibly strong second place finish in New Hampshire, stunned the national media and the political establishment all to boot at the same time. When added to Paul's top tier showing in Iowa, it's clear that he is the sole Republican candidate who can take on and defeat both Mitt Romney and Barack Obama.
Sure.
Probably not.
No.
The race is becoming clearly a two-man race between establishment candidate Mitt Romney and Ron Paul, the candidate of authentic change. That means there is only one true conservative choice. Ron Paul has won more votes in Iowa and New Hampshire than any candidate but Mitt Romney. Ron Paul and Mitt Romney have been shown in national polls to be the only two candidates who can defeat Barack Obama. They've been shown to be the only two. And by the way, next time on the show, on the queue, next episode, we're going to have a gentleman by the name of Travis Cook. Travis is what I like to call a bleeding heart conservative. Because you always say that they're bleeding heart liberals, right? I think he's a bleeding heart conservative. He's really going to come in here and try to tell you about bald eagles and American pie and how Albert Pujols is better off where he's at and how it's not a big problem for you St. Louisans, as well as the rest of the people around the world that listen to the Cube.
Those are a list of my favorite things.
Those are a list of your favorite things, especially if you could get a bald-headed eagle right. named Albert Pujols who can play first base for the Anaheim Angels.
That eats apple pie.
Good call. All right. Ron Paul and Mitt Romney are the only two candidates who can run a full national campaign, competing in state after state over the coming weeks and months. Ron Paul's fundraising numbers, over $13 million this quarter alone. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for an old dude who looks like he should be on a walker. Just going to be really honest. It also proves that he will be able to compete with Mitt Romney. No other candidate can do all of these things. So let's talk a little bit about this.
Sure.
Just because next week's going to be a very heavy political show. It's going to be very fun. Travis is an entertaining individual. Paul is clearly a conservative alternative to Mitt Romney as the campaign goes forward. Okay?
Sure.
Whereas Mitt Romney, although a lot of like really hardcore conservatives believe that Mitt Romney is kind of your moderate Republican. Like he's the most liberal Republican you can find. Which might be exactly what they need to win themselves an election in 2012. Right now, they just don't have anyone. Mitt Romney's not strong enough. Ron Paul's not strong enough. There's no one that they all are getting behind that is strong enough to literally take on Barack Obama at this point. I do not believe. And it really has nothing to do with Barack Obama being black or white, being the president or not the president. Really, like just in physical nature of the fact that he's already the president. You just don't, even if he wasn't the president, you just don't have enough numbers right now to take the guy on. Period. So, what do you do? Fred, I think we talked about this once before on the show. What's your political aspersions?
Yeah, I voted once.
You voted once?
Right.
One time.
If I vote for Mitt Romney, am I a Romulan?
What's that?
What is it called when you vote? A Obaman? Whenever you
are
back
you a
someone? What, is that what it's called? A Romulan?
Isn't that one of the things from Star Trek?
Most things are Star Trek references.
Like, you take the Romneyans and they take on the Borg.
That's a thing.
Like
I'm not making that up, right? Canadian? Is that a word?
Canadian?
Yeah.
No, you mean, oh.
I'm struggling.
Canadians?
Rooseveltian?
Rooseveltian.
I just put N on the end of words. Whenever I saw the election, I saw Mitt Romney pulls away and he wins the primary. I saw the election. When I saw the primary.
Wow.
Also receiving votes, Michelle Bachmann, who had dropped out 2 weeks before.
Oh, man. You know who else is in there right now? Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is definitely
in
there.
Fourth,
he's really old also.
Number four.
But, you know, here's the thing. I think, honestly, every single person in the United States of America who's a conservative needs to get behind Newt Gingrich. Not because I believe he can or can't beat Barack Obama, but because of the sheer fact that Newt Gingrich actually has what all of you conservatives are looking for. Someone who has conservative values, even though you might not like the conservative values that he has conservative values, but he has the experience working under the Bush regime, working around the Clinton era. He has the experience of working at the highest level of government.
Sure.
Like, The only thing better for you guys, and I talked about this on a few episodes ago of The Queue, which, by the way, theqnow.com is where you can find all of our episodes, and the brand new website is going to be coming up, as well as you saw the new logo tonight.
I'm excited about that.
The exciting logo that was awesome. I didn't even say the word logo right. I said Lodo, which is stupid.
No,
it doesn't even make sense. It's the word logo with a D in the middle.
I like it.
Okay. But my point is this. Colin Powell is your guy. Colin Powell's not there. So you need someone with some experience who's been at the top of the food chain. A guy like Newt can go straight to George Bush, senior as well as junior.
Right.
Get them both to jump on his bandwagon with him. So you're going to have support there from two former Republicans that were president of the United States. Pretty much anyone at the highest level of the game is not going to piss off a guy like Newt Gingrich. Like, Newt Gingrich is your guy. If you want a solid chance against Barack Obama, Newt Gingrich is the guy. Do you think that's... I mean, Fred, if you had to vote, who would you vote for?
He's the only one whose name I really know, so...
Would you... I mean, but if you voted, right, like, do you tend... Like, break character for a minute.
Sure.
Do you tend to vote Democratic, or do you tend to vote Republican?
Well, I mean, if we're putting our hand down, I tend to not vote.
Okay, fair enough.
But
there's a lot of people that do that.
I think I voted third party last time I did. It was
Green Party?
Yeah, I think it was Green Party.
Blue Party?
Well, that's one.
Independent? Something.
Something.
But something with a party behind it.
It's hard to put it out there like that because you don't know. Like with Mitt Romney, whenever they ask him questions, he just agrees with them. Like everything I've seen on Mitt Romney is, President Obama says this, how do you feel? Well, I say the opposite. Well, no matter what it is, it's a terrible argument.
Every time Mitt Romney opens his mouth, he says something about amber waves of greens. That's all I'm telling you. Stop it. Stop it, Mitt Romney. You're a boring droll of a man. You really are. Like, I don't care if you got the wisping hair and some decent looks like you tan all the time and all that crap. Okay.
Speaks well.
I think everybody... Last night, I watched the movie The Ides of March for the first time. Fantastic movie with George Clooney and Ryan Gosling.
Never seen George
Clooney. If you want to kind of find out how the game is run behind the scenes... Please, and I mean please, check out The Ides of March. What a great movie. Teach you a little bit about the political process you don't understand. It even gets into the whole idea of when a politician gets to a certain point in the race for president of the United States. Certain people come out of the woodwork to vote for the other guy just to downplay this guy so this guy gets in so that these guys have an easier shot at the presidency of the United States.
Sure.
Like, it's ridiculous how detailed this movie gets. I recommend every single person check it out, and I think it's actually up for a couple of Academy Awards.
I'll have to take your word for it.
You should.
I saw The Adjustment Bureau. That was about an election.
Was it?
Well,
I didn't see The Adjustment Bureau.
It was. I like Matt Damon.
Is that Matt Damon?
I love Matt Damon.
I just want to let everybody know that Matt Damon, we didn't have time for you tonight on the queue.
Unfortunately,
we had to bump you off of the queue tonight. And that Monster Energy drink.
Really talented.
Well, you guys really should, seriously, you guys should go out of your way to get Monster Energy drink. And then Monster Energy drink, you should go out of your way to come and find Mark Bland and be a part of the queue.
I refuse to drink one until they do that. That seems like a pretty fair.
I refilled the can with water.
You don't have to lie to me.
Oh, I did. Dad tries to sell his son for $20 million. Your dad ever try to sell you for anything?
No.
Did your dad ever try to buy you anything?
Well, I mean, I had a nice mountain bike, but I'm a heavy guy. So, but it was nice.
You had a nice mountain bike, but you're a heavy guy.
Well,
that's fantastic.
Because a 20-inch bike was too small.
Well, if your dad were called Saud bin Nasser al-Shahiri.
What was that again?
Saud bin Nasser al-Shahiri.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. He would sell you on Facebook for $20 million.
That's
what happened to a young kid from Saudi Arabia who found himself for sale for exactly that amount in this social network.
Facebook is not an auction website.
It is not. Apparently, Saud is a failed businessman who wanted authorities to help him when the local court ruled his debt-collecting firm illegal. He asked the administration officials for financial help, but it was denied because he was older than 35. Because it's obvious, you can't have a business past 35 in Saudi Arabia.
Once you can run for president.
That's right.
Right.
Saudi Arabia considers child trafficking an offense, so some believe this is just a publicity stunt by the father. On the other hand, the country has been repeatedly blacklisted for human trafficking covering all ages and both sexes. The U.S. Department of State's Trafficking in Persons report has listed Saudi Arabia as a hub for human trafficking for all of its editions. In the 2011 report, they are blacklisted despite the country's prohibition. Saudi Arabia is a destination country for men and women subjected to forced labor and, to a much lesser extent, forced prostitution. Men and women from Bangladesh, India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Pakistan, the Philippines, Indonesia, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, and many other countries voluntarily travel to Saudi Arabia as domestic servants or other low-skilled laborers, but some subsequently face conditions indicative of involuntary servitude, including non-payment of wages, long working hours without rest, deprivation of food, threats, physical or sexual abuse, and restrictions on movement such as withholding of passports or confinement to the workplace. Recent reports of abuse include the driving of nails into a domestic worker's body. Put your hand up. Now imagine that was a nail.
Yeah.
Imagine that was a nail. Saudi Arabia offered temporary relief from deportation to two victims who identify themselves to authorities. However, the victims who have run away from their employers, overstayed their visas, or otherwise violated the legal terms of their visas were frequently jailed without being identified as victims. So they're just like, hey, come on. Get on back in there. You're not a victim. Welcome to Louisiana, Missouri. Some Saudi Arabia employers prevented foreign workers from leaving the country by refusing permission for them to get exit visas. This resulted in workers working beyond their contracted terms against their will, languishing in detention centers indefinitely, or paying money to their employers for immigration officials to let them leave. Yes. That happens in the other country. But the reason I brought up that story is for a little bit more serious problem that I feel that we need to discuss here, Fred. I don't think a Saudi Arabian's worth coming here on Facebook or eBay or even a Walmart auction.
The Meaning of Life was sold on eBay for $3.50. Seems a little more valuable.
It does. Did you see the video today of the U.S. soldiers peeing on Taliban?
I did.
Taliban.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Ugh. Not that I really have a problem necessarily with the fact that they're dead Taliban soldiers and you're from the United States government and you decided
We're not there.
We don't know the evils of what's going on over there, so I'm not going to sit there and knock these guys for it. At the same point, like, don't pee on me.
There's something to be said
don't
about...
Don't come to my house and pee on me or Fred in the middle
of the night. Well, don't do it. But
Fred hurt his foot. He can't even run.
I'm walking.
You pull it out and you start peeing on him. This is going completely the wrong direction.
Don't run well normally, but...
Can you play basketball?
No, I can shoot a little. I mean,
can you play paintball?
I got a little shot.
Can you play paintball? You made a pretty big assumption at the top of this show.
I just say things I know. And we don't know what they experience. Like on that video, I saw the video earlier, and there was, you know, where I saw it on the social media, where I saw it, there's all these comments and all these negative things. I've never seen a dead body. Like, I do not imagine I would be
desensitized. You have not been able to recreate the beginning of the movie Boys in the Hood?
I've also not seen Boys in the Hood. But once you get to that point where you just feel comfortable to do that, like, that's a whole bigger issue.
Yeah,
like, you need
totally
to come out.
Story.
Like, just, it's, I'm not judging because I'm not there. I don't know. But you should not be comfortable doing that. Like,
all right.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about this multiple times on my The Cube, on this show. I'm a former professional wrestler. Whether you like to believe it or not, whether you care or not, you can go search my name on YouTube and Google and do whatever you need to do. I'm a big dude. And I like wrestling. I'm just going to be real honest with you guys. I like wrestling. I got a little perturbed over the last few days by this organization out of Kansas City called Metro Pro. Now, Metro Pro is a wrestling organization based out of Kansas City, Missouri, that you know, works with the younger up-and-coming development wrestlers trying to attain that goal of being in the WWE someday.
Like the Power Plant?
Kind of like the Power Plant, but on more of an independent level. Very talented workers, some really good people that I've met in the industry over my entire career. They wrestle there quite often. But I'm kind of unhappy with them right now. I'm a little disgruntled, and I'm going to throw a challenge down to them. It's a very simple challenge. I'm not going into business for myself. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. It's really simple. You grab yourself a Kansas City professional wrestling pro. It could be, Mike Strider. It could be...
You just said his name.
Could be Derek Stone. It could be anyone. It doesn't matter who Metro Pro picks. It could be any one of their guys, and he handpicks four of their wrestlers for Metro Pro. I, on the other hand, here in St. Louis, good old STL, the home of Albert Poole.
Stop.
The home
Stop.
Of Orlando Pay. So. London Fletcher.
He's a free agent.
The home of Brett Hull.
David Perron is the
David
one.
David Perron.
That's the one you're looking for.
Who, yeah, actually, I'm friends with David Perron. It's really funny. I didn't even pick Dave's name.
Prove it. Prove it.
At Montreal Canadian. Okay. So here's the situation. I'll pick four guys, local St. Louis professional wrestlers at the same level, independent level, and I'll captain that team. It'll be Team STL versus Team Casey. St. Louis versus Kansas City. We'll rerun it like it's the 85 World Series, but we won't have some weird ref that doesn't know what he's doing or baseball umpire.
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, we won't have any of that going on at all. It'll just be me beating the living piss out of whatever you guys put up on the table. Along with my team. I mean, my team could consist of anybody from Sean Vincent to Curtis Wilde to Pierre Abernathy. It just doesn't matter who it could be. I might even go get Donovan Ruddick. I might even go drag him out of FCW just to bring him back to St. Louis just to whoop up on UKC dudes. That's it. It's that simple. So I'm throwing that challenge down now, too. It won't be answered because they're from KC. They're not going to man up, so it doesn't really matter. I just want to let everybody know that the challenge is out there. We're going to take a quick break here on the queue. It's just a year of challenges on the queue. Ping pong challenges, wrestling challenges. Why don't you just hit me up with an email, mailtheqshow@gmail.com, and hit me up with your challenge. What do you want to challenge me to? Spinning around in a chair 100 times or saying my ABCs backwards faster? Whatever you want to challenge me to. It's a year of challenges here on the queue. We'll be back on the show right after this.
Fight Ribbon Clothing Company. Clothing and fight gear on a mission. Fight Ribbon is the original MMA clothing company built from the ground up for fighters and fans. Clothing with a purpose. The new face of cancer awareness, Fight Ribbon Clothing Company. Because what you wear matters. Visit FightRibbon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Q. Mark Bland, Fred Slow, Fred Fast.
Mm.
Anybody ever make fun of your last name?
Big guy, no one's ever said anything.
Okay. You're not a wrestler, are you?
I'm just really strong.
Are you from Kansas City?
Never even been there.
Never been to Kansas City?
It's the city of fountains, right? Is that Rome?
They do have, no, they have a lot of fountains,
yeah,
in Kansas City. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you've never been to Kansas City, you need to go sometime. They have a ton of fountains. Actually, I like the city of Kansas
City. I've been.
I think it's ridiculous, the layout of where the football field is and that horrible baseball stadium.
Style Kaufman?
It's really horrible.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, you sure do. And they got a World Series in 85. Good job. Way to go. You're from St. Louis. This is a Cardinals fan.
I was born that year.
He just loved himself a little bit of 85 Cardinals lore where Kansas City Royals won the World Series.
I mean, good things happened to George Brett.
George Brett is awesome.
Was he there that year?
He's really good. I think he owns like a nail file company or something like that.
I'm going to say barbecue because it's Kansas City.
Could be.
Yeah. Barbecue nail files.
Do you think Joe Montana liked his time there?
Yes.
I don't think he did. I really don't think that Joe Montana cared one bit about the city of Kansas City.
You mean you don't think he liked being pushed out of San Francisco by the younger, more talented Steve Young?
Oh, he got his world. He got his Super Bowl.
Many Super Bowls. I think Steve just got the one. Don't get me distracted.
Doesn't really matter. We're going to talk Tebow right now.
Oh, finally.
Are you a Tebow fan?
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Biggest one.
Do you have a chubby right now? Quarter chub?
You wouldn't be able to tell, but...
I'm looking. All right.
No, I just love him so much.
You know what? Let's talk to everybody about the Tebowage. All right? Everybody is talking about Tim Tebow except for, well,
you
out there listening right now. Who is this Tim Tebow, you're asking yourself, after spending 10 minutes nodding silently while coworkers discuss the game this weekend against the Patriots? It's okay for you non-sports fans here to get your exclusive Tim Tebow information.
What?
And no, he is not.
No,
I
don't know.
No, I don't think so. I'm not a hater of Tim Tebow. I don't have a problem with Tim Tebow. We're going to talk about with Travis next week about that, too. Because he thinks that there's this big media conspiracy to tear him down for religious reasons. And I'm like... No, maybe people just don't like him sometimes. It's very possible that people just dislike someone.
I've never met whoever that is.
You never met that guy.
He's Tim Tebow.
He is Tim Tebow. Well, Tim Tebow, if you didn't know, I'm just going to give you guys some information. General information. Would you like some general information?
I'll absorb, but I already know.
Let's talk to you about Tim Tebow. Let's let you absorb. Absorb away. Tim Tebow is the starting quarterback. That's the main guy who throws the ball.
Right, most important position in sports. Okay. Right.
For the Denver Broncos and former quarterback at the University of Florida.
Right.
He was, before that, a homeschooled high school football star and was controversially allowed to choose the team he wanted to play for, which is kind of nice to be able to do in high school. Let's be completely honest. It's very nice to be able to do that.
I mean, it was hard for him with his home life.
Where did you go to high school?
East Lawn Wood River.
Pathetic.
Not even.
Pathetic team.
No.
No Belleville West there.
Before that,
he was a fetus. Okay?
So, you're going back. Okay.
Fetus chose his high school to play at homeschool.
Fetus, 18 years of nothing.
18 years of nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay.
Nothing. Just nothing going on. Nothing.
He's a great American.
Yes. Then the University of Florida Gators, where my cousin, he's a big fan down there.
Chris Leak?
No. Actually, my cousin is like, he played in the SEC. He was like the number 3 all-time quarterback from the University of Georgia. His name's Eric Zier.
I'll take your word for it.
He's fantastic. And he played for the Baltimore Ravens, if I remember correctly, as quarterback. Eric Zier.
Had to be since 98.
Yeah. Right. It was since 98. Good call. All right. What is T-bowing? Could you...
It's a phenomenon.
First off, could you, Fred, show everyone at home here on iWatchRadio.com where you can see what we're talking about?
Well, it's when...
Every single week, could you show us a waist-up Tebow?
Yeah, well, but before you ever do the Tebow, you have to accomplish greatness.
You have to accomplish greatness?
Yeah, you have to... The game-winning pass, the overtime victory, the remarkable... But so let's say...
I've heard that he does it in the first quarter. Before any of those things happen.
I mean, before the game starts.
He probably takes
Right, it takes a minute. But then four quarters of close football later and maybe one play in overtime. And then he brings up helmet off. If he can
helmet
get
helmet off. Helmet off. He takes the helmet off.
He's a beautiful guy.
He's a gorgeous man.
And then he drops on this, just you see how it's coming in? He just takes a second to himself and
he takes a second to himself and he knocks it out like that.
Right.
That's called Tebowing. It's the act of kneeling down for a moment of silent prayer, basically.
Sure.
It is what Tim Tebow does after he scores touchdowns. If he scores 40 touchdowns, guess what? 40 times, he's Tebow.
Oh, it's like push-ups for a mascot.
And what other people do when they want to mask the horror of alienation of modern life by participating in any general meme, whatever you want to call it on the internet. Everyone is allowed to Tebow, but we recommend you not do it unless you've done planking first. Planking is like the gateway drug to Tebow.
Did you watch our video on planking?
I did not, but I think it's probably funny.
TwoHeadedSkydive.com/YouTube.
Where?
It's on YouTube. It's on our website.
Where? What's the website again?
TwoHeadedSkydive.com.
What's that again?
YouTube.
Okay, YouTube.
Just search us. We're everywhere.
Two Fat Skydive.
Find us on Google.
Fantastic. TwoFatSkydive.com.
Super successful.
Website. Super successful.
No big deal.
I was on the show. Nice rated, whatever.
No.
What religion is Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
Do you know what religion he is?
I'm going to assume he's Christian.
Well, no one knows. He's pretty private about those religious beliefs.
I don't believe that at all.
No, seriously. He's a devout Christian.
Given.
Probably a Baptist.
He preached to inmates.
Yeah. That's what he did. Florida's got a lot of inmates.
He's a hero.
Kimbo Slice, specifically.
I'm not sure if he's from Florida.
His father was a pastor. Both of his parents were missionaries who had Tim while living in the Philippines. So they do the nasty in the Philippines.
Can he be president?
It's possible.
Was he born in the Philippines?
Yes, he was.
Well, then no, he can't.
So when you say devout and outspoken,
sure.
What exactly are we saying? That, well, while playing for the University of Florida,
right.
Tebow was notorious for writing John 3:16 in his eye black. That's the sports makeup, you know.
They made him stop.
Yeah, they made him stop. Yeah. He painted it on his cheeks to prevent glare. After he graduated, the NCAA instituted a rule similar to the NFL's banning messages in eye black.
Mm-hmm.
At press conferences, he always begins by thanking his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he's never had sex.
Allegedly.
Never.
Allegedly.
Did you hear what I just said? A man in his late teens at the University of Florida. Think they got beautiful women?
Never been to Gainesville.
Probably got beautiful women. It is Florida. Beaches. Hot broads. Tons of them.
I went to Washington State. They had pretty girls.
Never had sex. This guy. Just like this guy.
Just a regular dude.
Just a regular dude. Who never had sex.
No.
Okay. He says he's saving himself for marriage.
If I ever accidentally had children, I would want him to be their role model.
Yes, you would. I would want him to be my role model.
I wear his clothes. I have shirts that say Tebow.
Well, see, you're one of those, and Andy was on the show on the last episode
right,
of the show.
Which I watched.
Yeah. He's a big football fanatic. If you noticed, I even threw down a challenge to him. Threw down the football, fantasy football 2012 challenge. Another challenge thrown down by the Mark Bland this year.
It's almost like you're compensating.
This is ridiculous. And I guarantee you, none of you St. Louisans, because I'm not going to fly to California for the, 2,000 fans that I have in L.A. or the 3,000 fans that we have in Florida.
I don't want to hang on my fans either.
I'm not going to fly to any of these cities. I get thousands of emails a week, literally. Not joking. I'm not going to fly to your city at all to hang out with you whatsoever when I have St. Louisans who are going to puss out right here in this town. Man, they suck. Okay.
I know, like I said. Like I'm from here.
Yeah, I know you're from here.
Okay.
So are the rest of the people watching. The other ones, too, behind them. A guy over there. Yeah, you know.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah. He also did this Super Bowl commercial with his mom, which he told the story of how a fetal Tebow was endangering her life. The doctors encouraged her to get an abortion, and she didn't, and lived. And because of that, no one should ever abort a baby.
That sounds about right.
That's right. Ooh, that's a guy. That's that guy.
He's Tim Tebow.
Yes.
Just keep saying
that. Is Tim Tebow good at football?
Duh.
No.
Duh.
No, Tim Tebow is not good at football.
He's a winner.
No, he's winning.
Tell Kyle Orton he's not good at football.
Tell Charlie Sheen he's not good at acting.
He's a really good actor.
Winning.
He's a really good actor.
What's Tim Tebow? Winning.
Tebow.
All right. Well, let's put it this way. Mildly. I'm going to put this mildly. He's better at football than, say, Fred.
He's me. He's literally the best. He's the best.
No. He's better in football than, say, Fred. Okay?
He broke Twitter.
He's a good athlete and a good runner, but he can't throw. I mean, literally. He can't throw football. He knows how to move his arm with the football in his hand, and he remembers to let go of everything.
No, he's really good.
But the football even stays in the air, and it even goes in the right direction. But it rarely makes it successfully into the hands of the intended receiver. Let's be totally honest.
You're obviously sipping the monster.
No. Obviously. Oh, by the way.
He just went for three.
This episode of The Q, sponsored by Monster Energy. Monster Energy! Give me a call.
That's not their slogan. He went for...
Give me a call? That's their slogan. Yeah, that's their slogan.
316 yards the other day, just to win a playoff game. He's really good. He's just so good.
Is that important?
Yeah.
Yes. Properly throwing the ball is very important to quarterbacks. Luckily for Tebow, the Denver offense is set to exploit Tebow's lack of skill set.
Stop.
Which is a set that does not include throwing whatsoever. Zero throwing ability by Tim Tebow.
Therefore,
he only lets off embarrassing throws several times during the games as opposed to constantly.
He's really talented. He can do things on the field.
Not talented at all. In fact, next year I'll prove it. Watch.
He's got 15 starts.
Okay.
He's the best.
So do people just care because he's super Christian?
And beautiful.
Well, sort of. Tebow has never supposed to be the starting Broncos quarterback. Luckily for him, the old guy, Kyle Orton, was a bust. Tebow replaced him in October. After that, the Broncos were better. 7 wins, 4 losses. But most importantly for the legend of Tebow, they won 4 games in a row on last-minute drives.
Right.
Which goes to prove the point, he sucks.
Nope. It's not our last quarterback,
Randy Orton, lost.
Randy Orton, the wrestler?
I'm sorry. Kyle Orton. He lost.
Chris Leak lost.
He's gone.
From
he's
the way
out.
You're thinking. Like, everyone who goes up against Tim Tebow is a loser. Because he's the best. Like, he's the best. It's over.
Is he better than Rich Brooks was a coach for the Rams?
Yep. Better than Rich Brooks at Kentucky. Like, he's better. Like, he's the
best. Is he better than Nick Saban as an LSU coach?
That's a given. Like,
he said that's a given. Isn't that messed up? LSU goes to play Alabama against their former coach that they won a national championship with just to get their ass wiped on the screen by Alabama.
They didn't even get off the bus.
Like, literally.
I was trying to watch it, but Raw was on. So it was like...
It was like wrestling.
Right.
Kyle Orton versus John Cena.
What was I supposed to do?
When Kyle Orton's wrestling, you gotta watch. That's all I'm saying.
Wolfpack.
Too sweet. What? Too sweet. Just knock it up.
Just boom. Wait.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a quick break here on The Q. You just learned about Tim Tebow, we're going to talk a little bit about this messed up Missouri teen here in a minute, which I really don't care about. A guy gave his penis a tattoo, and he got a permanent erection. We might talk about that, as well as we got letters from the listeners. We'll be back on the queue right after this.
How much time? 30 seconds. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
Look, I like you guys, okay? So I'll tell you where it is. But first, I need to see something, okay? And it's gonna involve both of you. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's gonna get weird.
I watch radio.
Now you can see what we're talking about.
Can I get the producer to pop that bad boy up right here somewhere for us to watch the break video in between the show? Is it possible? Is there skill there? There we go. Oh, what do we got? Oh, look at that. Now, listen.
Is that Millie
Ladies
Millie?
And gentlemen, when it comes to music videos, and I mean fantastic music videos, nothing is going to hit you like an Uncle Luke in the Two Live Crew video. You know what I'm saying?
Never have I ever.
Oh, there he is. Uncle Luke and the Two Live Crew. It's your birthday mixed with a little Milli Vanilli. It's a back and forth Milli Vanilli. And, I like it.
Is it a mashup?
I'm not sure. Blame it on the Milli. I don't know. It's your birthday. Go. Who'd you ask in that one? Oh, yeah. He's playing in the background for us to hear it.
I've never... what's going on?
We don't know what's going on. I think that they're just messing around. Okay, leave it on the Luke video for me. Leave it on the Luke video. Let me hear the Luke video. Oh, you're going to do the Milli Vanilli. Choose a video to leave it on. Let me see that now. Oh, yeah, it's the... What's that number one Zodiac song?
Is that Deion Sanders on the jet ski?
It could be Deion Sanders. First off, I think that's the mansion from the Nelly Tipville video. Tip Drill video?
Is that the one where he slides it through the...
Yeah, he slides the crack. There he is. Look, that's... Yeah. Right there. I think that is Deion Sanders, like, just shaking it.
Are they wearing matching clothes?
Is he doing what Tosh.0 is of the dick slang?
Is that an Alonzo Mourning Miami Heat?
I think that is an Alonzo Mourning Miami Heat.
I'm down with this right now.
Dude, yeah, of course, because it's Uncle Luke and the Two Live Crew. Who doesn't like Uncle Luke and the Two Live Crew?
I've never even heard of him. What is that?
It is what we call the wiener thingamajig.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, a lot of booty shaking on our screen here on the queue. A lot of booty shaking on the screen.
No,
all right.
Hands on that.
All right, we're done. We're done with that. Wipe that away. Done. Kill it. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the queue. We had a little fun there. We like the music videos. You're going to see more of those on the show. When I find really funny, entertaining music videos, we're just going to throw them back up there. It's going to be really fun. All right, Mid-Missouri teen. Alyssa Bustamante, the Mid-Missouri teenager in jail for 2 years on charges that she murdered her 9-year-old neighbor because she wanted to know what it felt like to kill someone, pled guilty yesterday. So she's been in jail for 2 years. She led the police 2 years ago to the death scene of the young 9-year-old child. Admitted then that she killed. But then, because of her age and this, that, and the other, they had to put her away for 2 years. Now she's of age. And that's our situation. They're going to take the death penalty off the table. The life and sentence off the table because she pled guilty yesterday and they're going to give her 10 maximum years. If you plead guilty to murdering someone, shouldn't you get the death penalty?
Regardless.
Isn't that how that's supposed to work?
It doesn't matter how old you are. Like, I get that you're young, but you can't kill people.
All right. There's a guy, 21-year-old Iranian, apparently tattooed himself and gave himself a permanent erection.
Good.
Yeah. That's worth $20 million. Not that Saudi kid. We're just going to say that.
We don't know what kind of erection.
The doomsday clock is moving 1 minute closer to our planet's complete destruction, which is amazing. All in itself.
How many minutes we got left?
10.
That's not right. I think it's 5.
I think it takes like 15 years to move it 1 second closer, though. So we probably have 35 years left at least.
I wrote my senior thesis on the Cold War.
Did you really?
Yeah, well.
Ladies and gentlemen, every single week I get tons of emails. I put it out on Facebook, which you can go check out our Facebook page. If you'd like to, go to Facebook.com and search The Q Show, or you can go to... Facebook.com/blandmusic. It's one of the pages underneath me. You can friend it that way. You can go to Twitter
At the Q Cast. The Q Cast is what we had to call it on Twitter because the word show was taken. At the Q Cast, that's our Twitter handle. You can hit me up there. You can ask us questions. Or you can always mail the Q Show at gmail.com. That's mail the Q Show at gmail.com. I ask for listener emails every single week. I got three. Let's knock these bad boys out because we have some entertaining ones relatively quick. Dear Martin, show is awesome and I really like the iWatch radio format, which is more like a TV show. So here goes. I'm a gay male. Way to start it off. I'm a gay male in my late 20s and a survivor of testicular cancer. I count myself lucky, but I am still down a testicle. I'm also counting out coming out of a five-year relationship. I'm now concerned about how much a set of balls counts in the gay community. I am not getting one of these ridiculous ball implants. I just want to make sure I don't freak out on any of my future partners. However, discussing cancer during a first date or in dance club seems a bit like sort of a turnoff. Any tips? I'm not gay. Fred is completely 100% loves the penis. Okay?
Married.
Yeah. So, to a woman. He's married to a wonderful male.
She's the prettiest girl.
The prettiest ever guy. Met. Woman.
She
that could ever exist.
Just really nice.
She's a really beautiful. I don't even know her. She's never met her once, but I ate one of her cookies.
She inspires me.
She is prettiest Tebow.
Completes my life, really.
Prettiest Tebow?
Well, I mean, no.
No, of course not. All right. I'm just going to be honest with you, man. If you're out there, you're fooling around, whether you're gay or straight, you know what I'm saying? If it gets to the position of that, you know, and they ask about it, be honest with them. If they don't say anything, you know, and it freaks them out, you know, try to stop them and calm them down a little bit. But I would say just kind of roll with the punches on that one.
If you're at the point, though, where this is happening, you're already past the point of no return. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they're going to catch on anyway. No. And then you can explain it to them. Like, dude, if you explain to them you had testicular cancer, it's not like that's not going to be understood.
And they're a dude, so they can relate.
Yeah, probably.
Well, no, they are for sure a dude.
Yeah, they're probably guys.
He said he was gay.
Tim so. Tebow. Mark and whoever is sitting with him. LOL. That means they laughed a lot.
Lots of love.
Lots of love. I'm a 28-year-old straight woman who has been dating a 24-year-old straight male for 2 months. Recently, I gave him oral sex while he was seated naked on my couch. The next day, as I went to sit on the couch, I noticed a brown stain on the cushion that looked highly suspicious. I have come to the conclusion that it was, in fact, the poo dung.
Been there.
The stain had a streakish quality and was located where his butt crack region was placed during the encounter.
Right.
And furthermore, I smelled it. That was a smart move.
You just put your nose right on it.
Right into it. Yeah. And I know what it smells like. Okay, so the question is, what the F? Is this normal for men? Can I talk to him about this? Should I? I would like to be open and honest with him, but how do I even broach the subject? Okay. This is not a man-female thing. This isn't a sex thing. This is just a straight-up human being put a streak on your couch thing, okay? I don't care if he's 19, blackout drunk, and he does it at a party. Someone needs to say some shit to that dude, okay? Pull his ass off the side and say, listen, no more BJ action until you stop putting brown stains on my couch.
What kind of couch was it, though?
Beautiful couch, microfiber.
Maybe it was a message.
Wipe it off a little bit with water.
You know, hon, I don't really like this couch. I'm not going to say it directly to you.
Microfiber, though.
You don't know that.
Tan microfiber.
Could have been like a floral pattern. Just get it out of there.
Could have been. Maybe it was like the corduroy kind with a real short, like, arm cushion that you always feel like it's not big enough, but it is, but you can kind of leave it.
Just don't put him on blast. I mean, we've all been there. Don't put him on blast.
Don't. Like, don't put him on blast.
No.
Like, yeah, this is not something to bring up in front of the family.
Shouldn't do that ever. In the living room if you have a
don't,
family.
Just don't do it. Don't bring it up in front of the family.
Just don't ever do that in front of the family.
Okay, and last one. Mark, I am pissed and think you might be able to help me out. My husband and I have been trying to buy a house and start a family together for a while now. So while sitting down at dinner the other night, he let it slip that he just spent $5,000 on comic books. I looked into our bank account and he definitely spent the money on comic books. $5,000 on comic books. I am crushed and extremely angry. What do you think I should do?
I don't have enough information.
Punch him in his head.
No, what kind of comic book is it?
No, punch him in his head, like Jay-Z. Just, pa!
So you're not allowed.
Right on the back. Boom, right upside the back of the head.
You are not allowed to devalue his hobbies or interests.
It could be. You're the guy, aren't you? You're the guy. This is your wife who wrote this. You spend 5 G's on comic books.
All I'm saying is, it could be a memory from his childhood. Nope, don't mess with him.
What if it's the Killing Joke?
What if it's the Killing Joke from Batman?
Sure, if whatever it is and it costs $5,000, that's fine.
No, I don't think that that's the truth. Your wife lets you get away with way too much. Yeah. I have your wife's back from now on.
We are just really good friends.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get out of here on the queue. I want to thank Fred Slow and his website, TooHeavyToSkydive.com.
And Facebook/TooHeavyToSkydive. Twitter, TooHeavyToSkydive, YouTube, all of them.
TooHeavyToSkydive, that's all you got to remember. TooHeavyToSkydive, this little guy right here, this logo.
Top,
I got it.
Top 50 Google results.
There it is. Top 50 Google results for that day at that minute in the state of Missouri. TheQ.com, you can always find out all the great episodes from the past of The Q, the future of The Q. You can get a hold of us there. You can check out our social media there. The brand new website, TheQ.com, along with the brand new logo and all that, is coming over the next week or so. So stay tuned. It's going to be fantastic, and you're going to be able to easily get a hold of us. We're going to also have t-shirts and hats available. We are not going to go to Cafe Press because that's crap. We're not doing it.
We're on Cafe Press.
We're not doing it.
Get this
t-shirt. He's doing it.
Get this t-shirt if you want it.
Get that t-shirt.
It's really nice.
This one. Travis Cook, as I mentioned earlier on the show, is going to be coming in on the next episode of The Q. That is going to be fun, and we're going to get down and dirty about conservative politics, literally, because he's a huge conservative, and I'm a moderate liberal, which is why you all love the show, because in St. Louis and around the Midwest, you have nowhere else you can call in, which we didn't even push the call-in line, but if you're watching the show, you can see it right there. Also, iWatchRadio.com. Every single week, we want to thank them for hosting the show and the program. You guys are fantastic, and now you can finally see what we are talking about here on iWatchRadio.com. Follow us on Twitter at TheQCast and search us on Facebook, as I stated, and contact us via email. Visit me, baby. Yeah. With the emails and the schnitzels and the, yeah. The schnitz.
Tuned out by now.
Yeah, they did. MailTheQShow@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless this great country. Anybody out there who wants to play me in ping pong? You want to wrestle me for Metro Pro? Give me a call. Anything. Get a hold of me. And I'm going to whoop this guy's butt in fantasy football this fall, too.
They already have the ultimate fighter.
And that's that. And we even might even play ultimate frisbee this summer.
I don't even know where there's a course.
He's
going
to get destroyed. And that's all there is to it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching The Q. My name has been Mark Bland. That's been Fred Slow. We'll see you guys next time on the show.